Normally, on a Monday morning, I'll pick up the readings for the upcoming Sunday just to get my thoughts started on what God is really saying to us in the scriptures in the coming week. I go through all the three readings and just let it kind of fester in my mind. Only last Monday, I picked up the readings, and the very first reading said, Moses said to the people, remember. And I got stuck right there. Perhaps because a friend of mine, her mother is really struggling hard with dementia. Or maybe because it's another parishioner whose father is struggling with Alzheimer. Maybe because of all these things. Somehow I've been very conscious of how important memory is to us as human beings. Those who take care of people with dementia or Alzheimer, they will tell you that to see their loved ones like that is like seeing them die every day a little bit. I'm sure those of you who have struggled with this in your own families, you understand that when a person's memory goes, you almost lose the person. So the word remember, it seems to me that when God tells Moses to ask the people to remember, he was in some way connecting memory to life. It's as if without remembering, without this memory, this people would die. It is so important that very soon after saying remember, the Lord once again said to the people, do not forget. Same thing, isn't it? Do not forget. What is it the Lord did not want the people of Israel to forget? Moses said to the people, do not forget the Lord your God. And that included everything the Lord had done for the people as he freed them from slavery in Egypt to freedom in the Promised Land. We call this God's covenant with God's people. Almost 5,000 years later, Jesus would ask his disciples to do the very same thing. He took bread, broke it, gave it to them to eat. Then he took the cup, gave it to them to drink, and he said, do this in memory of me. This was the new covenant. And you and I know that this memorial that Jesus established is so intimately connected with our life. This is about life and death. So because I was so captivated by this whole word remembrance, I went ahead and did some research. I read some journals about the different kinds of memories people have. So scholars talk about episodic memory versus semantic memory, explicit memory versus implicit memory, retrospective memory versus prospective memory, and then unconscious memory versus conscious memory. And this scholar who's writing this perhaps does not realize how this is connected to the Eucharist, but talking about conscious memory, hear what a secular magazine journal is telling us about memory. It says, conscious memory involves a deliberate, effortful remembering of traveling back in time and reliving an experience. Can I say it one more time? Deliberate, effortful memory of traveling back in time and reliving an experience that happened in the past. Remember, do not forget, means the same thing. It is reliving the memory of Christ that we are here for this morning. Not just recalling to mind, it's a reliving. Without this reliving, we are dead, both in the temporal sense and in the eternal sense. So this morning, I want to talk about remembrance on three different levels. And that's my 3 points for the day. They're not really practical implications, but 3 points for us to think about. Okay? First, I want to reflect further on remembrance as a reliving. Now, I want you to think about the very first Christmas meal, or a Thanksgiving meal, or a birthday meal, or some celebration, anniversary meal, that your family may have had together after somebody died. Say the mother, or the father in the family, or the grandfather, or the grandmother, somebody, say, had died. I know families, for example, that remember that person, the deceased person, through a dish. So for Thanksgiving, for example, for many years after the person has passed away, they'll make the same dish and say, Grandma used to make this dish. Or Grandpa loved this dish. So even though the person has died, they still continue to carry on a ritual, and by carrying on the ritual, they're not just mentally recalling the person, they are reliving the experience from the past. Now, remembrance at Mass is also remembrance by doing, by performing actions, not just by mental recall. So we bring bread and wine, just like Jesus did at the Last Supper. We place it on the altar. In this action here, and our receiving communion, in this ritual, we remember. But it's not just a mental thing. We relive what Jesus accomplished for us 2,000 years back. And that is what Jesus meant by, do this in memory of me. In our remembering, Jesus becomes real. In our remembering, Jesus comes alive. First thing. Secondly, remembrance as participation. So first point was remembering as a reliving. Second point, remembering as a participation. Now there is a difference between the meal that we have in memory of the deceased person that we loved and the meal at the Eucharist. And the basic difference between this meal and our other meals is that the context of the Eucharist is both the Old Testament covenant and the New Testament covenant. The New Testament covenant, you know, the cross, that is the covenant. Jesus gave up his blood. This is the lamb that is now shed for our salvation. But Jesus, at the Last Supper, he says, do take this, all of you. This is my body, which is now given to you. Now, St. Paul understood this. Hear what he says in today's second reading. The bread that we break, is it not a participation in the body of Christ? The cup of blessing which we drink, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ? So the bottom line is this. When we gather for a Thanksgiving meal together and remember the people that have died before us, we cannot say what Jesus said. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. We cannot say to one another, whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him. The one who feeds on me will have life because of me. We can't say this to each other. Only God can. So when we remember, we not only relive, but we participate. We become part of what and who we celebrate. Think about this. When you come for communion today, our drinking from this cup and eating this bread becomes our participation in the very life of God. Of God. When we receive the body and blood of Christ, we become parts of the body and blood of Christ. We become one with Christ. Dare I say, we become Christ. Remembrance as participation. And then, from what the scholars are telling us, I want to talk about one more kind of remembrance. Retrospective and prospective memory. Retrospective memory refers to the past, recalling something from the past. Prospective memory is about the future. We remember things so that we can do things for the future. For example, making a dish. Every time we don't have to learn it anew, we remember. And because we remember, we can remember for the future. The Eucharist is an eternal celebration in which the past and the future come together in one eternal present. What's the past? The covenant God made with the people of Israel. What's the past? The sacrifice Jesus made on the cross. That is the past. What's the future? We will be with God. Jesus says, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will live forever. And where do we celebrate that? At the 11 o'clock Mass, in this time in history, in this place, in this church, and in every Mass, every church all over the world today, the past and the future comes together. Retrospective and prospective memory. Remembrance as bringing the past and the future together in one eternal moment. How fortunate we are as Catholics, you tell me this, to be able to relive the memory, to be able to participate, become one with Christ in our memory. And today, right here, experiencing a little bit of our past and our future in one eternal moment. That's the feast we celebrate. I really wish the weather was good and we could go out, not just taking the body and blood of Christ, but celebrating this memory. Our children must learn this memory. This is part of our history and our heritage and our culture and who we are. Let's continue to love the memory that Christ has asked us to keep in honor of what God has done for us. Love it, live it, celebrate it. The people of God said, Amen. Amen.